front. But otherwise, from him, there was very few people. I mean,
Herbie Fields.
Herbie Fields. Herbie was a friend of Pug's, and
Barnett played a little.
Hodges had more or less given it up.
Yes,
so it was very rare. But I think it's true that when Coltrane started playing it, all the tenor players in the country suddenly became soprano players. But that was, of course, that's a different concept of the instrument.
Yes,
that school of soprano players use it more to get kind of exotic sounds. But to me, it sounds like a bad oboe most of the time. Bechet got that full mellifluous sound.
I like listening to Zoot Sims.
Zoot transfers his personality that we're used to on tenor. He just transfers it to the little horn. Yeah. And it's still Zoot. Yeah, right. I agree.
Both Bob Wilbur and Pug Horton and the group, and I put it that way, are in town and down in Georgetown at Charlie's Georgetown. We'll hear some more about them in a moment. I have a little bit of business to take care of. You're very familiar with, obviously, New England.
Yes, live on Cape Cod. Yeah.
And therefore, the eating style up there, lobster and seafood, is pretty big, huh?
All right.
Well, let me tell you, we have a place here in town called the Dancing Crab.
Ah.
And it's quite a seafood restaurant. If you have time while you're in town, I would honestly recommend
great,
it.
Great, let's try it, yeah.
They feature the best and fresh seafood from the waters of the world, and one thing they have year-round are hard-shell crabs. Now, that's not something they deal with much of in New England, is it?
I think that's more
Chesapeake Bay
food, yeah.
Well, they're sensational. They have them all year-round. Mm. The Dancing Crab is a lobster special. It's a 1 1/4-pound lobster for $9.95. Monday night, they call Seafood Explorers Night, the dinner including a great variety of items from the sea. Wednesday night is the Spiced Shrimp Feast Night. It's one of those all-you-can-eat affairs. And any and all of the food items on the menu can be packaged for carryout. All you do is call 244-1882. Now, that's the Dancing Crab. If great seafood, your favorite beverages, they're at 4611 Wisconsin Avenue, and they are open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. Remember, featuring the best in fresh seafood from the waters of the world, and again, hard-shell crabs year-round. My guests will continue in just a moment.
Call Star Class of 5 today and sell off all your castaways. You can sell your tables, chairs, and beds, seesaw, slinky, slides, and sleds, or how about your old gray nag, your saddle horse, your saddle bag? The Star can sell your slalom skis, your Pekingese, your old TVs. Why not sell your garter snake, your garden shovel, spade, and rake? Get rid of that old ukulele. Sell your Uncle Pat shillelagh. Sell tickets to a Redskins game, your 10-speed bike, your electric train. The results of new Star Classified are sure to keep you satisfied. With Star's new 257 rate, your values won't depreciate. Give 484-6000 a ring, and you can sell most anything. To help you understand this rate, here's the offer, simply straight. Call 484-6000 and run a two-line ad for 5 days for only $7. Reach over 800,000 buyers who read Star Classified. Ring the 484-6000 bell. Star Classified's the way to sell!
My guests here tonight on WMAL, as I mentioned, Bob Wilbur and Pug Horton. And Pug, we were talking with Bob about familiarity with New England and Westchester, New York. Isn't that where you were from?
I grew up in Scarsdale.
Scarsdale,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
And then how about yourself? Tell me about your own background.
I came from Sheffield in England. And it's rather interesting, I think, because in 1947, I was a fan of Bechet's. Of course, you know, everyone from in Europe is.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard about him taking this young white protege under his wing, and I thought how marvelous to meet the young protege, because he was obviously more my age than Sydney was. And eventually I got to meet Bob in 1916. Do you know the most gauche remark that I made to him after waiting all those years was to say, how marvelous and sporting of your mother and father to let you go and live with Sydney Bechet. I couldn't think of anything more to say. I'd waited all those years. Well, anyhow, I like many people from Europe, we have a great appreciation of American music. And I can't think of anything that makes me happier than, for instance, in our legacy. And I think that that's what Sidney gave Bob. He passed on the legacy. And we're just enjoying the music that we're making together.
And then eventually you become Mrs. Bob Wilbur.
That's right.
That's right. I'm a lucky man, right, Felix?
End of chapter one.
Yeah.
Let's get on with the music. Thank you, Pug. That's very interesting. Now, you did some interesting records in Sweden back about a year or two ago.
I started recording in Sweden about 4 years ago. With my first record was with Lars Erstrand, who's currently with us at Charlie's Place on vibraphone, and that's when I first met these marvelous Swedish players who are
Ovi Lind, Domneris,
and Arne Domneris, and Bent Hallberg,
wow.
and Arne Wilhelmsson, the bass player. They're into the swing music, and they play it superbly.
Let's play a piece out of this album. Now, this is also your own record company. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. Mm-hmm. But this is an album titled Dizzy Fingers, Bob Wilber clarinet featuring some of these other people he has mentioned. And here is the title piece in the LP. That's a piece played for us by the band who is our guest here tonight on WMAL. Clarinet player, a superb saxophone player, an astonishing alto player, and I've run out of alliteration.
Well, this week I'm just playing clarinet, Felix, because yes. It's a tribute to Benny Goodman. So, and also this album is the very group that we have in the club. How often do you go into a club where a band is playing and the album they have for sale is actually exactly the same group that's appearing?
Yes, that's pretty rare.
You know, but it is. And I'm very pleased to have our Swedish associate, Lars Estrand, over, especially for this engagement.
Do with the vibes. Yeah. Now, also at the same time, this is your own record company.
Yes, this is our first issue. Pug and I took the plunge and went into the record business with Bodeswell Records. This is our first one, and our second and third albums are already in the can and coming out in May. Our second album features Pug with Roland Hanna, marvelous piano player,
of course, yes.
And the judge on bass, Milt Hinton, and myself. And then the third album is Bob Wilber and the Bechet Legacy, and it's all the music of Sidney Bechet.
Oh, yes,
we're very excited about that.
Yes,
there's a lot
indeed.
Of tunes that have never even been recorded. I sang songs that we had no idea how they would go because we had this music that Bob had inherited. And found in various cupboards and drawers.
Yeah, interesting songs by Sidney that have never been put on record. So it's going to be interesting.
Well, he is one of the people I really regret having missed. Another person I regret having missed is Fats Waller. I never saw Waller.
I missed Fats too, yeah. Felix. He died, I think, 1943, didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
And when he was like in his heyday on 52nd Street, even though I'm from New York City originally, I just wasn't old enough to go down and go to clubs at 52nd Street.
Me too. Yeah.
And I didn't think about going down and standing outside the door and hoping I could hear some sounds come out. I wasn't that hip or something. Yeah. But anyway, a couple of people. But I really regret that I missed Bechet because anyone who's ever been around him talks very highly of him. In just a few moments, I'd like to have you hear Pug Horton and a very special piece of music that she did on a record that is available. I want to pass along some information about the big show that's taking place this Saturday night at the Old Pension Building at 8 p.m. It's the Winterfest 81. Now, this is a big show featuring music of the area's top bands and a great mix of music as well, different types and kinds, and I'm very flattered and pleased to have been invited to be on hand as the host MC for the evening. Now, remember, that's this Saturday at the Old Pension Building, 8 p.m. Now, if you want some information tomorrow about it, give a call to 783-6363. 783-6363.
New for savers at First American Bank. Beautiful 24% lead French crystal accessory pieces. Elegance for your table or as gifts. And these seven new accessory pieces are the perfect complement to First American Bank's Verite Crystal Stemware Collection. Included are a set of six crystal bowls, crystal vases, delicate candle holders, a crystal ice bucket, and more. Each is specially priced when you add $50 or more to an existing First American Bank savings account. See these new crystal accessories and their crystal stemware collection at any First American Bank of Virginia office. Crystal, maximum interest rates, and money exchange 24-hour banking convenience. All yours at First American Bank of Virginia.
First American Bank.
Member FDIC.
WMAL-AM 63 in Washington, D.C. Felix Grant on hand nightly with some music, and we're talking with Bob Wilbur and Pug Horton. And as we mentioned, Bob is in town with the very group we've just heard on record down at Charlie's Georgetown and featured exclusively on clarinet. You didn't bring the rest
just
of the
engagement, yeah, just the clarinet because of the nature of the tribute to Benny Goodman.
Does it make traveling easier to just drag the clarinet along?
Well, that's one of my reasons, too. It's nice to carry just that little clarinet.
Well, another instrument I've heard, the bass clarinet is an instrument I like, and one man who plays it extremely well is Flip Phillips.
That's right, he does, yeah. Not many people know that.
Yes, yeah. And he came into, I would see him in Florida playing, and he would come to Washington. I said, where's your bass clarinet? He said, oh, I forgot it, I left it in Florida. I said, don't ever come back again without bringing that bass clarinet, because he plays it extremely well.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, there's one song that you did in a collection. Now, this was done in Sweden.
Sweden, yeah, yes. A couple of years ago. Yeah.
And I see you had Dave McKenna on hand with you.
Yeah.
But one tune, this Lotus Blossom, is a marvelous piece of music. And I remember very vividly hearing Jimmy Witherspoon do it years. I think it's the first thing I heard Witherspoon do. My first, that I can really remember, Witherspoon doing this thing with Wilbur de Paris, the tune Lotus Blossom. Mm. In playing, I said, it's up to here in euphemism, so you figure them out for yourself. But that's the nature of the song, right?
Yeah. That's right.
And how did you pick it up?
From Witherspoon.
But
I knew about the song, you see, because of this. It was in Murder at the Vanities, and I was a great Duke Ellington fan. And Duke Ellington had the band for the show, Murder at the Vanities, and it was the title. May I say the title? The original title was Mary Jane, or Marijuana.
Oh,
there's Marijuana. And it didn't get much airplay, so they changed the title to Lotus Blossom. And since then, of course, it's been mistaken for the Billy Strayhorn Lotus Blossom. So now when I make an introduction, I usually explain that, of course, it isn't. It's the Sam Coslow version.
And here is Pug Horton along with Bob Wilbur.
Hold me in your caress, sweet lotus blossom. Hold me, help me in my distress, sweet lotus blossom, help me. For now you'll be the lover you were meant to be. Even though you know it's just a fantasy, you came, knocked me right out. Sweet lotus blossom, help me. Thank you.
sweet lotus blossom, hold me. Why don't you help me in my distress, lotus blossom? Please help me, for now you'll be the lover you were meant to be. Even though you know it's just a fantasy, you came, knocked me right out, sweet lotus blossom. Help me.
Well, that's a marvelous piece, and of course it's been around a long time. Tune titled Lotus Blossom, and the singer is to my left here in the studio, I'm pleased to say, Pug, and it's also your first visit here on WMAL. So
that's right.
Welcome to Washington and WMAL and Charlie Georgetown as well.
Well, thank you.
Had you seen Charlie Georgetown before?
No, this is the first time for both of us.
Very elegant home, isn't
it? Lovely.
Very
it's delightful, yes.
You know, I've been, you're talking about being around jazz a long time. I've mentioned they haven't invented a jazz room that I haven't typed, that I haven't been in yet.
Yeah.
One upstairs a flight or downstairs a flight.
Oh, yeah, right,
the,
sure.
Oh, walk through when everybody in the world used to smoke. Mm. Everybody. And you would walk into a club at 3 a.m., they use the expression cutting the smoke. You really had to. And there would be someone like Coleman Hawkins or somebody,
yeah,
or Ben Webster.
Sure.
Wailing.
That's right.
That was a mad scene. But we're talking about Charlie's Georgetown, very elegant room, and there they were all week. Let me pass along a little bit of information just about Charlie's Georgetown. It's a famous new restaurant and entertainment complex featuring fine food and premier jazz 7 days a week. There's an atmosphere of casual elegance at Charlie's Georgetown, whether it's lunch, dinner, show, or just cocktails. They have that intimate piano bar. Don't overlook the raw bar. And then there's Charlie's back room. You can view major sporting events or dance to big band music played in one of those big old Wurlitzers that they have there. And Charlie's main room is home base for internationally renowned jazz guitarist Charlie Bird, mouthwatering prime ribs, superb steaks, fresh seafood, luncheon specials, and headline jazz artists nightly. On hand all this week, my guests in the studio, I'm pleased to say, Bob Wilbur, Pug Horton, and the rest of the group. And actually, it's a tribute to Benny Goodman that's being presented at Charlie's Georgetown. Charlie's Georgetown is under the Whitehurst Freeway. That's K Street and the Potomac. It's in a new building. There's parking there as well. They're open from 11:30 in the morning to 2 a.m. Call 298-5985 for reservations. And do ask about Charlie's dinner show package. That's 298-5985. And again, my guests here. Now, you just finished work down at Charlie's Georgetown.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you have two shows, and you're doing a
we're doing three shows on Friday and Saturday.
Friday and
night,
Saturday.
So, yeah.
Now, as far as the rest of the fellows who were along, you ran across this fellow Lars Erstrand in Sweden.
In Sweden,
now,
yeah.
The rest of the guys, I don't know Mark Shane. I'm not
Mark him. Shane is a young piano player who's been playing around New York for a number of years, and he's an exceptional talent. He's also in the Smithsonian Jazz Repertory Orchestra, which I'm the director of,
yes.
As are the other gentlemen in the rhythm section. And these are all players who are marvelously flexible. They can play a lot of different eras of jazz and styles. But I think basically their feeling is for the swing era,
mm-hmm,
music. And it's wonderful to find youngsters who are going back and listening to the old records and getting into the feeling of that music.
Well, I'll be honest with you, I was surprised at the acceptance the Widespread Depression Orchestra got. I mean, the reception that they received has been phenomenal, considering the fact they're doing early Earl Hines tunes.
That's
and
right.
Early,
yeah,
things. So.
Well, there's a whole a new generation of young people of college age who are discovering swing music through people like Scott Hamilton and the Widespread Depression.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I've got an album that I did with the Widespread.
Oh.
Music of Duke Ellington.
Oh, my goodness.
Which I'm going to get a copy to you,
that's,
Felix.
That's marvelous.
I think you might enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, let me play a little bit more now. This, as you say, this is a unique situation. Here is the album, and here is a group that is actually in town playing precisely what's in this album.
And with precisely the same personnel as the
exact
album.
Exact same personnel. Yeah. And here's another piece out of the LP. Thank you. Well, this is certainly one of the well-established tunes, Jumping at the Woodside, that you've included as this tribute to Benny Goodman. Obviously, it's one of the tunes you do down
at
Charlie's Georgetown.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, I've always enjoyed the work that that Bob has done, as far as you've enjoyed his work. I've enjoyed it as well for quite some time. You must have one of the most impressive discographies in music. Is anyone working on it at all?
Yes, there is a gentleman in England that's working on it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Did you know that Bob was voted the Musician of the Year by the International Jazz Journal, incidentally, and he was voted number one on clarinet, number one on soprano, number two on alto, number two as arranger, and that record, Swinging for the King, was number three.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's marvelous. Well, I'm delighted both of you could come by, and I'm very pleased that you've had this these good vibes, I'll put it that way, down at Charlie's Georgetown, because it is a very different kind of room.
Yeah.
And it's really, I haven't run across a room quite like that in all the years I've been around listening to jazz. So I hope you enjoy your stay there, and many people go down and hear the sounds of Goodman, and of course the very special sounds of Pug's vocals and your work, Bob.
Good, Felix. It's always a pleasure chatting with you.
And good luck with you. How did you pick the name? Bodes Well Records.
All bodes well for the future.
All bodes well for our future.
That's right.
Well.
That's what we said. That's the name of our house. It's the name of our record distribution company. And that's the name of our record company.
Well, bodes well.
And thank you
good
so
night
much,
and thank
Felix.
You for coming by.
Thank you, Felix.
Yeah.
Well, we'll wave goodbye along about here. You know, WMAL, of course, is on the job 24 hours a day. Now, yours truly, I begin at 9:05, continue to 1 o'clock in the morning. And in that four-hour segment, you'll find the emphasis pretty much on some jazz and some blues. We'll follow with the 1 o'clock news, and then Bill Mayhew is still in Hawaii, pretty much on his way back, I guess, along about now. And Karen Henderson will be sitting in again tonight for Bill Mayhew till 6 o'clock in the morning when Hardin Weaver returned to the scene. It all takes place on WMAL AM 63 in Washington, D.C. And till the next time, Felix Grant here. Good night.
From ABC News, I'm Ian McLeod. After a month in office, President and Mrs. Reagan are enjoying a brief four-day vacation at their ranch in Santa Barbara, California. We asked ABC's Bill Greenwood what Mr. Reagan will be doing.
The president plans to spend his time unwinding with a lot of physical work at his ranch. Aides say he's been looking forward to some fence mending, not the political kind. Some horseback riding, and he wants to take care of his cattle. They say Mr. Reagan enjoys working by himself and was disappointed.